Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Fiona. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, you know, it's been busy. I have a book coming out called The Spectacular, which is very exciting, but I just can't, every book, I forget how crazy it gets in the kind of runoff up to a launch. It's every time I forget and every time I'm overwhelmed and crazed, but very excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I was just telling you how excited I'm about the chosen building for this book, because I love the fact that you choose a building, a memorable building in New York, and look at the history and the tidbits and all the fun stuff. And The Spectacular is all about Radio City Music Hall.
Yes, exactly. It's about a Rockette in the 1950s. It's a woman who wants to be a Rockette, and she goes against her father's wishes to do so and gets caught up in all kinds of craziness.
Yeah. So what made you decide Radio City was the time? Well, this is the time after post-pandemic, we're back in places, back in theater. Is that like a reason why, like, you know, maybe let's go to a theater, you know, New York, or was it something else, you know?
No, you know, what happened was I was trying to figure out where to set my next book, and I was having a hard time figuring out what would work. And I got an email through my author website from a woman who said that she was in her 80s and she danced as a Rockette at Radio City Music Hall. And if I wanted to learn all about that and hear all the secrets, I should call her.
Oh my God. So you got firsthand resource. That's amazing.
Yes, she came to me and we had a wonderful conversation. Her name's Sandy. She was just terrific and had all these very vivid memories and wonderful archival material that I could, you know, draw from. And so the more I talked to her, the more I thought, oh, this, I should do this, even though I was really intimidated at the idea of, you know, Rockettes and dance. I'm certainly not a dancer.
Yeah.
But I knew by speaking to Rockettes, and I've spoken to ones from the 40s, 50s, and then even up to, you know, today. And yeah, it's such a sisterhood that fueled my desire to write this book. It was so much fun.
Yeah, when I lived in New York, there was a bar studio in Jersey City that was opened by two Rockettes. And so I used to take classes and I used to be like, this is how we used to do the Rockettes. And I was like, it's like such a New York thing. Like, you may have that 5-degree of separation of like an actor or actress or someone who was in Broadway or not. And it was like kind of cool to be like, you're Rockettes. Like, there's a precision. There's like a whole choreography. There's an expectation they have to perform. And there's a height, you know, requirement. There's a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so strict to get in. You know, it's really tough to audition and get in is amazing. But it's true here in New York, once I've started talking about this book, I hear from so many people saying, oh, my friend's daughter is a Rockette, or, you know, my grandmother was. And it's just great. It's like I said, this sisterhood. It's incredible.
Yeah, I love this. And so speaking of The Spectacular, so that's coming out this summer. Then if you look back in your backlist, what other books would you recommend people who have to finish, you know, The Spectacular can read back, you know, back from your backlist?
Yeah, you know, if you want a little more theater, there's one called The Chelsea Girls, which is set at the Chelsea Hotel, but also it's about mounting a show on Broadway in the 1950s during the McCarthy era. So that was a really fun one. And then if you love old buildings, there's one set at the Dakota called The Address. Mm-hmm. And that's from the point of view of a housekeeper who comes to open the building in the 1880s when it first opened. And then an interior decorator in the 1990s. And the stories kind of collide, as they tend to do in my books. And then, you know, one of the more recent ones is the Magnolia Palace, which is set at the Frick. So if you like art and quirky characters and scavenger hunts, that's the book for you.
I love those recommendations. And I still love, I have to say, the New York High Library. It's one of my favorite ones. You know,
the Lions of Fifth Avenue. Yeah, that was just incredible. That was, you know what, I'll add that to it. Yeah.
I feel like people should read your books and then take a trip to New York and go visit the different buildings and have their own like historical fiction slash New York trip, you know, guided tour.
Yeah, sure. Because, you know, you're looking at these buildings, but you're also looking at the generations of people who've lived there and the ghosts who wander the buildings. And yeah, so I think it adds to a New York visit for sure.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend your listeners to pick up?
Yeah. You know, there's one that it came out last year, but I just love it and can't stop recommending it. It's The Violin Conspiracy by Brendan Slocum. And it's about a Black classical musician, a violinist, whose Stradivarius goes missing. And he has to hunt down who stole it. And so it's really great because it's a thriller, it's suspense, but it's the beautiful writing about music and the struggle that this musician has gone to get to where he is today. And it's written by a classical musician, Brendan Slocum, who's just an amazing speaker and writer. And so that's a really fun one.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited for that one for sure. And what's the other book recommendation you want to recommend?
I would recommend Hotel Laguna by Nicola Harrison. Mm-hmm. It's a great beach book. It's set in the past, so it's historical fiction. It's a beach book. It's about a woman really striving to come into her own. And it's just a remarkable story with a beautiful cover. So I definitely recommend that one.
Oh my gosh, I'm adding that to my TBR for sure. You have me a beach book, hotel, you know, like that's what I need. So awesome. Fiona, tell us where you can find me online.
Yeah, I'm at fionadavisbooks.com. On Instagram and Facebook, I'm Fiona Davis Author.
Thank you, Fiona, for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. This was great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyourinextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourinextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.